This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Rory McIlroy with the last shot at the mess.
Look at the long shadows. Symbolic at this moment.
Here we go.
Of the journey it's taken to get here. For all this history.
Here we go.
The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
Man, that's a nice check.
He falls to his knees. He just starts crying and sobbing, and it was just crazy. And then his caddy, I guess they've been best friends for forever. They were each other's best man.
Yeah.
And so his caddy comes over because he gets paid in too. And I was like, good job, buddy. And then he had to say goodbye to Justin Rose, who I've never heard of in my life. And you should see, because they had to do a, what do you call it, a playoff?
Mm-hmm.
What is that called?
When they go extra holes?
Yeah, they had to go one extra hole.
It was just sudden death.
Sudden death.
Yeah.
So they had to do that, and that Justin Rose guy, man, he looks sad.
Did he?
Oh, he did.
They went into extra holes?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see it. I was
wait
in the doghouse.
Wait a minute. What? Wait, what?
Well, I went out and played golf.
Wait, can I just say something?
Yeah, no.
Can I just say something? Please. First of all, I don't like to watch golf. I think it's lame.
I know.
But this probably was the most exciting indoor tournament you've ever seen in your entire life.
Just stop.
And then when you didn't even know it went into sudden death.
Stop.
Do you know that it's only gone into sudden death like
please?
7 times?
Stop.
In the whole history.
Of the Masters?
Of the Masters.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it went into sudden death.
And
yesterday.
Not only that, but let me tell you this, okay?
Well,
so at the beginning of the... yesterday, it was Bryson DeChambeau or whatever his name is, the hot guy, the hot kid, who is at LIV, and he was paired with Rory, and they called it the greatest pairing of all time in golf history. Oh.
Tickets were selling at $8,000 each, the cheapest online.
How did you of all people, you even take the day off to watch the Masters?
I had to make a couple of runs to Goodwill.
No!
I had to clean out the garage.
What?
And not only that, had to move around some shelving for Grandpa Gus down in the basement.
What? No.
TV wasn't even on.
Oh, yeah. No.
You didn't, see, what? Here's what happened.
What? You didn't even know it went into sudden death?
I had no idea.
This is shocking to
me. No idea. Sad day. Sad day over at the Ponderosa. Oh, sad day.
So sad.
As well as I do, Jamie. I love the Masters.
I know.
I love golf.
Yes.
I love the Masters. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to watch one stinking shot yesterday.
Oh,
not
my God.
One. I went out and played on Saturday. Okay.
So
I was going
really
all day.
In the mood.
All day. And so I missed Saturday, but I got home in time to watch some of the replays, or they rebroadcast, actually. So I watched that up until about, 9:30, 10 o'clock. And I thought, tomorrow's going to be excellent.
The biggest, because, the greatest pairing of all time.
Oh, DeChambeau, yeah. Taking on Rory, McIlroy.
It's LIV versus PGA.
Yep. So we get up. We get up on Sunday morning. That's yesterday morning, okay?
Uh-huh.
My wife says, we're going to IHOP.
Okay, well, it didn't start till 2.
So that's at 11 o'clock. And we get to IHOP, and it's like, we have to hurry up and eat. And I said, why? Then I'm thinking, she wants to see Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to go home and watch golf.
The greatest pairing of all time.
No. We have tickets to go see Jesus.
Wait, what? What?
Jesus. It's on at the movies. King of Kings. Have you seen that?
Oh, no.
It's a cartoon.
Wait, what?
It's a Jesus cartoon.
You went to
Am I stuttering?
Wait. You went to a Jesus cartoon?
I went to a Jesus cartoon yesterday. to a Jesus cartoon yesterday, folks. Are you listening to me?
Oh, no.
It's called The King of Kings.
Okay.
I found out about it at IHOP.
Okay. Spoiler alert, I know what happens.
Oh, I'm not going to ask you to guess, because you're probably right. Okay, it ended tragically. Well, it ended pretty good. Well, he got back up again. It was all good. It was all good. Yeah, so we went to the Jesus cartoon. We get out of there at about 2:30 in the afternoon.
He got back up again.
Yeah, he got back up.
You can't say it like that. He has risen.
This is the week. Yeah. This is the week. Good Friday coming up. Easter's coming up. He got back up again. And walked right off into the sunset. It was awesome at that part. Yeah. But anyway, we get back home. Okay, we get back home, and the garage opens up, and my wife says, get on your sneakers. We're going to start moving stuff now.
The greatest pairing of all time in PGA history, a Masters history, the greatest pairing of all time.
So we head down to the basement where Grandpa Gus is, and we start cleaning out that storage area.
And listen to this. So Rory, at the very beginning, the first two holes, here's what they said. Rory is here to paint a masterpiece, but he's obviously smudged a few holes.
Oh.
I was like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Smudged a few holes?
Yeah, he shanked it on the first hole and the second hole. He was horrible.
Double bogey.
Yes, twice.
No kidding.
Yeah, in a row. And it was given to Bryson. We all knew Bryson was going to win, right?
No kidding.
Yeah, it was amazing. Anyway, what happened?
Nothing.
So you're in the basement with Grandpa Gus.
Yeah, we had to move out some shelving. We had to put together some stuff. We had to
you didn't even have it on in the background?
Get it up. No.
Wow.
I could hear it on Grandpa Gus's computer. He was watching.
while I'm moving
his stuff.
Oh, wow.
Every now and then, I would look over and say, hey, Grandpa Gus, who's winning? Who's winning? Grandpa Gus is my father-in-law. He's in the basement.
Yeah.
And he would, shout out DeChambeau.
Bryson.
Bryson was winning, or Rory is coming back.
And then there were like five people tied for third at one point. And then Scheffler came out of nowhere, man.
I didn't get to watch.
Just came out of nowhere. We were like, Scheffler's sucking, and he's won before. But then he just started coming up the ranks. We're like, oh no, is Scheffler. And then he also smudged his painting.
Yeah. He smudged the painting, huh?
Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was just it was a dismal day.
Yeah. I watched the last 30 minutes just for you.
You did?
Yeah, because I don't watch golf. It's not my jam, right? But I watched it so I could talk to you about it.
Yeah.
Wow, how'd that work
out? Well, I can't talk about it.
I didn't even know they had a death match.
I had no idea.
The long journey is over.
Long journey is over.
That's his masterpiece.
Now the long journey continues at my house.
Wow. I cannot believe you did. And especially, I just wanted to mention, BJ won his golf tournament on Saturday.
Yeah, I did.
He's going in like Lance Armstrong after after when everybody watches the Tour de France and they get on their U.S. Postal Service jerseys.
Yeah.
They start biking around town.
Especially coming off that win. You were just ready.
I was the Rory McIlroy of Coonville over at Coon Golf Club.
Right?
The raccoon.
You won. Yeah.
I won on Saturday.
So you had to feel like if I watch the Masters, they'll pull me up. They'll want me to play.
I know the exact feeling that Rory is feeling, okay? And my wife should have felt the same as Rory's wife, okay? Happy for me.
Well, actually, I feel like you and Rory have a lot in common because I don't think Rory's wife likes him.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I don't think so
either. They kissed, and then he picked up his little daughter for a minute, and then he dropped her off, and then he kind of took off without him. They were like so far behind him.
You just left him in the dust.
Yeah.
Here's the weird part too. That Amanda Bynes lady, that reporter for CBS, right, for golf.
Yeah.
It was rumored that they were having an affair, which I think they were. Her and Rory. Okay. Now you're the wife. You just went out there and kissed the champion, your husband. Okay. Then you have to step back and watch the other woman walk in with an interview, Mike, to talk to your husband, who you hate.
Yeah.
You hate her. And there's no amount of money on this planet can set that up for you.
And they giggle a lot together.
Yes, they do. You can see it.
I know.
Anytime they have an interview together, those two, I'm telling you.
Yep. Wow.
But I didn't get to see it, so I don't know if that actually happened or not.
Man, but that Bryson's a looker, isn't he?
Yeah, I guess.
He's a handsome devil.
Yeah.
Is what he is.
Is he a handsome devil?
Maybe. Did you know that Rory, his parents, like, gave up everything? They said this on the Masters while I was watching it. That Rory's parents gave up everything so he could play golf.
Yeah. Yeah,
he worked
that.
Like two jobs. One of them worked as a bartender at the golf club. She signed people in just so he could play there.
Wow. There's a video of him when he was like 3 years old chipping balls into the front end of a washing machine.
Yeah, they showed that during the Masters.
Did they really?
They didn't show that.
I
just want to say Masters over and over.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.